Never fear. Let's see. Can I talk into this one? Is this all right? Can you hear me all right? Is this okay? Would you rather talk into this? Okay. The next song we're going to do is a family favorite. I think this was my mother's favorite fiddle tune. It's our favorite. It truly is. It's called The Great High Wind That Blew the Low Post Down.
With the whiskers off the rye, and it blew so high, blew the buttons off the sky. When the Lord beeped through, he hollered, "Well, well, why? It's a great high wind that blew the low post down."
Oh, it blew on the valley, and it blew on the hill, blew till the sun and the moon stood still, blew down in hell till the devil got a chill. It's a great high wind that blew the low post down.
All the bugs from a row of sweet potatoes, and it wrinkled up the skin on a flock of alligators, and it blew away the kiss from a pair of osculators. It's a great high wind that blew the low post down.
Oh, it blew on the valley and it blew on the hill, blew till the sun and the moon stood still, blew down in hell till the devil caught a chill. It's a great high wind that blew the low post down.
Stirred up the fire, and it stirred up the soup, and it stirred up the hens and the little chicken coop, and it lifted up the feathers, and the rooster gave a whoop. It's a great high wind that blew the low post down.
Oh, it blew on the valley, and it blew on the hill, blew till the sun and the moon stood still, blew down in hell till the devil caught a chill. It's a great high wind that blew the low post down.
Steeple rang out till it saved every pigeon, and the window played a tune on the billows of the organ, and the preacher cried out till the devil got religion. It's a great high wind that blew the low post down.
Oh, it blew on the valley and it blew on the hill, blew till the sun and the moon stood still, blew down in hell till the devil got chill. It's a great high wind that blew the low post down.
Peters, if you are, I hope you're within earshot, because I have an important message for you, and if you'll come, come backstage so that we can speak to you. Mary Peters, who says, we've lost a mother, because I know where she is, and you'll be happy to be reunited with her. It's been a while since Evelyn Beers, now Evelyn Beers Bernstein, was with us. She was last here with Bob in 1972. And it's such a pleasure to have her here with Bob's family and with Susan, her beautiful niece, to accompany her on the psaltery. And incidentally, Bob taught Susan to play the psaltery. And Becky, are you going to... Oh, all of you, that's good. And this great fiddling girl here, this old lady, Becky, isn't she wonderful? Aren't they all wonderful? Let's give them another hand. And before you get going there, will Mr. Al Head or Mr. John Green please step backstage?
Somebody last night asked if we would sing another Scottish song, so we'll do two Scottish songs for you. Lassie with the Yellow Coatie, which was one of Bob's very most favorite songs, and another one that is known quite well in the family, goes back six generations, Dumbarton's Drums, and we'd be very happy if you would join us on the chorus on both of them. Lassie, we are yellow coatie, will you ward a moorland jockey? Lassie, we are yellow coatie, will you busk and gang with me? Haste, ye lassie, to my bosom. while the roses are in blossom. Time is precious, delayed lures will fade and say, will he? Lassie, we are yellow footy, will ya ward a moorland jockey? Lassie, we are yellow footy, will ya bust and again we meet? We, my lassie, and through the boggy, nane on earth was e'er, say bunty, or say blithe as we shall be. Lassie, we are yellow pooty, will you walk a moorland jockey? Lassie, we are yellow putty, will you busk and gang we need. Thank you. I said a moment ago that this song comes from six generations back. Dumbarton's drums, I guess, oh yeah, there's a castle named after this laird. And what the song says, and a good deal of it is in Scottish vernacular, like the last one I sang, the song says that when the day that the couple is married, that the girl will buy him a commission the day that he gives his vow to her. She'll be a captain's lady. In those days, you could buy your true love a commission and be a lady. And this was practiced, I understand, even here in the United States, to up to about Civil War time. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun delight
passes me across the fields of bounding heather. Dumbarton tolls the hour of pleasure, a song of love that has no measure. When Johnny hears and sings to me Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me? 'Tis he alone that can delight me. His graceful eye, it doth invite me. And when his tender arms enfold me, the blackest night doth turn indeed. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me? My love, he is a handsome laddie. And though he is Dumbarton's caddy, someday I'll be a captain's lady when Johnny tends his bow to me. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight can steal upon me, Johnny kneels and kisses me.
Thank you for liking them as much as I like them. We have a very long program, and we'd be here till daylight if we heard all we wanted to. I have an interesting little announcement to read here. The Florida Folk Festival is being televised by your local public television station in Florida sometime after September 10th, so watch for the listings or call your local station. Now, young man, all right, look here. Now, I don't like that. This is a folk festival for gentle people, and we have thousands here in front of me, and I salute you. You're lovely, but let's don't do that. Please don't do that. Now, let's welcome a fine singer from Miami, Robert Dixon.
This is an ancient ballad of the sea, one of the child ballads, the Golden Willow Tree. Our gallant ships set sail on the lonesome lowland sea, and the name of our ship was the Golden Willow Tree, and we feared she would be taken by the Spanish enemy. As she sailed on the lonesome lowland low, on the lonesome lowland sea. Then up stepped our cabin boy, so boldly outspoke he, and he said unto our captain, "What will ye give to me if I will swim alongside of that Spanish enemy and sink her in that lonesome lowland low, in that lonesome lowland sea? Oh, I will give you silver, and I will give you gold, and my own fair daughter, your bonny bride shall be, if you will swim alongside of the Spanish enemy and sink her in this lonesome lowland low, in this lonesome lowland sea." Then the boy, he made him ready, and overboard sprang he, and he swam along by the side of the Spanish enemy. And with his brace and auger, he bored 30 holes in three, and he sank her in the lonesome lowland low, in that lonesome lowland sea. Then quickly he swam back to the cheering of the crew. The wicked captain would not heed him, for his promise he did rue, and he scorned his poor entreaties as loudly he did sue. And he left him in the lonesome lowland low, yes, he left him in the lowland sea. Then quickly he swam round unto the starboard side, and up unto his messmates full bitterly he cried, "Oh, messmates, heist me up, for I'm drifting with the tide, and I'm sinking in this lonesome lowland low. Yes, I'm sinking in this lowland sea." Then his messmates pulled him up, but on the deck he gasped and died, and they stitched him in his hammock, which was so fair and wide, and they lowered him overboard, and he drifted with the tide, and he sank in the lonesome lowland low. Yes, he sank in that lowland sea.
After such a sad song, I think I'll do something for the kids. Kids always love this. This is a rootin' tootin' cowboy song called The Lavender Cowboy. He was only a lavender cowboy. The hairs on his chest, they were two. And he wanted to follow the heroes and do as the he-men do. Red, green, and many-colored hair tonics he rubbed on his chest day and night. When he looked in the mirror next morning, no new hair grew in sight. He battled for Red Nellie's honor. He cleaned out a holdup's nest. He died with 2 6 guns a-smoking, but only 2 hairs on his chest. Thank you.
And we've been charmed all week long with another fine performer, a banjoist. He says that the first time he came to Florida was in 1906 with the Princeton Banjo Club. He came to Jacksonville. That's far as he got. Well, how many years later? 69 years later, we got him to White Springs. Let's welcome Venerable Paul Cadwell from Jackson Heights, New York.
I want to thank first Thelma and all the rest of you people down here for giving us a very delightful time and making it possible for us to come down and join you for this weekend. And now I'll start in and play an odd sort of a thing. 50 years ago, there was a movie, the original Lew Wallace, Ben-Hur Chariot Race, and I used to play it on the piano. And a friend of mine came over and brought the piano part, and he said, why don't you try it on the banjo? And so I did, and I like it. It has a kind of a comical ending. It's a little bit long, but you can hear and see the horses go around in this chariot race, I think.
Short one here. It's called Dig It. It was written by friends of ours, and I think it expresses this place real well. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We'll hike on down where the river flows, get some sun and mellow my hair. Living and laughing where the breezes play. I ain't gonna worry about a goddamn thing. I'm gonna dig it. The breeze and the flowers and the trees, I'm gonna dig it.
We're going to do we're going to do one more song. We're going to this is a traditional Italian song. Tony's in a traditional Italian, and it's called Carnival of Venice. We'd like to dedicate this song to Cousin Thelma and Barbara and Princess Papuli, all of whom, without whose help this festival tonight could not be possible. Thank you.
That's great. Oh, I don't know.
We'd like to dedicate it also to all those people way in the back that we can't see.
There you are.
There's just no end to the good music, and there's a whole lot more to come. For instance, the case in point is the next couple, husband and wife team that, again, we've long wished we could have at the Folk Festival. And this year, our dream came true. Howie and Ann Mitchell of Washington, D.C., exponents of the dulcimer, the hammered dulcimer, and the plucked dulcimer, Ann and Howie Mitchell. And he makes all the dulcimers. We haven't had many hammered dulcimers played at the folk festival, so this is very exciting. And this is the first time since they've been here that they have brought out the hammered dulcimer.
I'll just hang on to it. Thank you. We decided we would depart from our program that's printed thing on the program tonight and show you some hammered dulcimers. We've seen some plucked dulcimers around, but we haven't seen any hammered dulcimers. Basically, it's an extremely ancient type of instrument, probably Asiatic. It's all over the world now. It's basically a box with lots of strings stretched across it, and you strike it with mallets. And we'll whack at them for a little bit. This is a medley of three tunes, the old spinning wheel in the parlor, and a little bit of Red Wing, and a little bit of Golden Slippers. Thank you.
As I said, this is a hammer dulcimer. It's convertible, however, and I have a special arrangement for changing it to an instrument called a psaltery. And what I do is I use these hammers, and I simply lay them down, and I switch over to the fingers, and this is what it sounds like when it's a psaltery.